This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Sierra Nevada unfiltered wheat beer. It's a Category 6D American wheat beer. So this is a medium light yellow color. It's got a slight haze. I did sort of swirl the bottle to try to rouse whatever was in the bottle. It's not nearly as cloudy as a German wheat beer, but you know, you can tell it's not a crystal clear beer. So the clarity's fine. Medium tall white head. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma is moderately grainy, or a moderate grainy wheat, and moderate earthy, spicy hops. Hops have a little bit of a fresh evergreen quality to them. Nice. It's just a hint of tartness, like acidity, but, you know, it wouldn't call it sour at all. Just a little sharpness. Not getting, you know, a banana clove thing, which is good. I mean, you want a neutral yeast character, and this has it. It's not sweet at all. I'm not getting any malty sweetness. There's just like a graininess and a hop complexity. So that's pretty good. I'll give it an 11. The flavor? The wheat grainy flavor is fairly strong. There's a moderate spicy herbal hop flavor. You know, there is sort of the spiciness to it, but it's not a clove spice. It's spicy in a grainy sort of sense. Finishes dryish after a somewhat full palate. The bitterness I'd call moderate and evenly balanced with the wheat flavor. Since the flavors are strong, you know, it's an aggressive hop along with an aggressive wheat for the style. There's a little bit of a carbonic bite in the finish, and you get a lingering wheat sort of spice hop flavor in the aftertaste. It's not a really long aftertaste, but I mean, I'm left with a sort of yeah, I don't want to call it like a rye bread, because it's not rye, but rye bread has like a spiciness to it. This wheat has like a sort of a grainy spice quality to it that's, a sort of a nice complexity. I'm going to give it an 18 for flavor. It's a clean yeast quality. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body, medium high carbonation. There's a creamy smoothness to it. I'm not getting that sort of fluffy palate sensation like in German wheat beers, but it does seem a little creamy. Give it a 5. Overall, well, I liked it. It's an aggressively bittered beer with a lot of wheat flavor. I think the spicy hop quality is a definite plus. It's well balanced. It's certainly not a girly wheat beer. You know, it's strongly flavored. It's not a sweet balance. You know, so it's on the aggressive end of the style. I like the big flavor dimension, and it seems fairly fresh. So that's good. These kind of beers can sort of fall off as they age. So, give it a 9 overall for a total score of 46. It's a nice beer. It's hitting the upper end of the style in a lot of places, but I like how it maintained the balance, even though some components of it are aggressive. You know, it's got a definite sort of clean American yeast character, which you're looking for. You definitely get a wheat flavor, and the sort of spicy hop quality that goes with it is nice. So I sort of appreciate getting a non-wimpy wheat beer. You know, too often they just sort of wind up being sort of insipid. So, you know, like I said, this is hitting the aggressive side of the style, and it's nice drinking beer. So it's a total score of 46 for the Sierra Nevada Unfiltered Wheat Beer. It's a Category 6D American Wheat Beer.